Leased premises. The lease will describe the actual space being leased. The description will most likely be lot and block if the leased premises include a building and land. If the building is divided into units, the description will be a unit number. Office building descriptions are often described in the manner of 7,500 square feet in the southwest corner of the third floor. Business activity. Commercial property is leased with the intent that a certain type of activity take place. This is of particular importance in retail leasing where the landlord wants to maintain an optimum mix of tenants. Some types of businesses, such as fast food restaurants, benefit from the presence of competitors, while others do not. Prohibited activities. The lease will also be specific regarding prohibited activities. Areas addressed would be activities that are a nuisance to neighbors, storage of dangerous or toxic materials, and prohibited business activity. Signage. The tenants in a commercial space will want signage on the building, outdoor signs and signs in the lobby. The more space a tenant occupies, the more generous the signage allowance will be. Signage regulations also restrict the quality and placement of signs and advertisements, like flyers, placed on the property. Insurance. The lease should be specific on what the landlord and tenant will insure. The tenant will need insurance coverage for the contents and liability. Business interruption. The lease should address the issue of the property being unavailable or unusable because of damage from natural events such as weather, or man-made events including terrorism. Possible provisions include the landlord's obligation to repair the premises, and the tenant's obligations under the lease during the repair. The issue of condemnation must also be addressed in the lease. Parking. The lease should address assigned parking and the number of guest parking spaces available to the tenant's customers. Escalation clauses. A landlord may be responsible for items such as taxes or utilities up to a certain rate or cost. The landlord's obligation is usually calculated on a base year. Rates above that may be passed through to the tenant. This type of provision protects the landlord from cost increases that may occur during a long-term lease. Common area use and maintenance. The tenant leases a specific space, but may be responsible for the maintenance of common areas. Common areas would include a building's lobby, parking lots, elevators and landscape. Cooperative marketing. Retail centers often maintain a common fund that is used for center promotion that generates additional foot traffic. Assignment and sublet. A lease should stipulate the conditions under which the leased premises may be assigned or sublet. If allowed at all, any transfer to a new tenant should be subject to the approval of the landlord. Tenant and landlord obligations. The lease will contain default remedies if either party fails to comply with the terms of the lease. Tenant improvements. As a rule, all tenant improvements become the property of the landlord and must remain with the property when the tenant moves out. The lease will also stipulate that all tenant improvements be approved by the landlord, and will be done with proper permits and according to applicable building codes. Maintenance. Both the landlord and tenant have some obligation to maintain the premises. If the landlord fails to maintain the premises, or fails to provide essential services, the tenant may have cause to terminate the lease under the concept of constructive eviction. Examples of constructive eviction include the failure of the landlord to provide heating or air conditioning, water or electricity, leaking roofs and general decay of the premises that render